Blog Talk Radio.
Preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in, so we can praise God in advance.
Show for you. Grace and peace be unto you this morning. How good and pleasant it is for God's people to dwell together in unity. I am back. I'm glad to be back, and it's a great morning. Hey, listen, we got five housekeeping matters to get out of the way before we get started. I'm excited, thanks to God, to be back on the air, and thank you for listening on last week, and you definitely are my co-host for the Radio by Faith broadcast. I am excited today, y'all. We're covering a lot, so y'all get ready. And we just in here today. We're trying to get this thing to a place where God is going to appreciate it for all the hard work we're putting in. Listen, number one, we're building a new church, and I need your help. We need a planning and design fund. And I'm asking all my friends from the surrounding areas in the world to help us. Help us out. I want you to go on my Facebook page, if you will, Daryl Lewis. If you're not my friend and you desire to be a partner of Family Community Fellowship or whatsoever, go to my social media site and befriend me, and let me be your friend and help support us, and I guarantee you you're going to be blessed. Number three, y'all, listen, we got a prayer breakfast that we're trying to put together in this nation's capital that's going to blow the roof off the capital. That's right. We getting ready to put a prayer breakfast on in the community. The city officials are going to be coming out. The location is to be announced in the near future. We're going to announce that edifice and get this prayer breakfast started. Hey, listen, man, God. Hey, listen, listen. I'm so excited. Y'all got to forgive me today. But when you pray, and you ask God to do certain things for you, you got to look out, because if you're faithful, God is going to do it. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. I prayed that the Lord send laborers in his vineyard. Yes, I did. I said, Lord, this ain't my church. This your church. This your vineyard. You need to send whoever you want to send in this place. And guess what? He did just that. You'll be surprised how the Lord will do it. That's how you know it's a miracle. And so we got a miracle that's on board with us in Family Community Fellowship. I want to introduce my new director of operations at the church on the nonprofit side. Grace of God, let me tell y'all something. Mr. Marcus Golly has been nothing to us but a miracle. I ain't talking about a blessing. I'm talking about a miracle, Mr. Marcus Golly. Not only that, he's come pledging a seed of $100. How about that? He ain't coming taking, he coming giving. And we're excited about what's already been taking place. He'll be appearing on tomorrow night with Mr. Jake James Johnson, whose air, his show is coming back on the air, A Nation in Prison. May God have mercy. Y'all remember that show? He's going to be a guest, and they're going to be talking about some, in addressing important information, the citizen population in the area, and all that. The city's changing. Amen. And we want to be a part of the change. Last but not least, we're rolling out several new initiatives in 2018, and we want y'all to be a part of it. Mr. Golly, he may speak on some of those things on tomorrow night on Mr. Johnson's show, A Nation in Prison. But let me tell y'all something. God is up to something. This radio broadcast is being sponsored by the Days Inn on New York Avenue. Yes, there's a major partner of ours, and We're so glad to be connected with them. But let me just say this. God is in the blessing business, and as I promised the people today, God's timing is right, and we need to take a chance. So I'm going to be ministering on this morning, and don't forget, in about 10 minutes, we're going to open up the prayer line for prayer requests. We're going to open up that prayer line. If you have a prayer request, I need you to get it in there. I just told y'all I prayed, and I'm praying for these endeavors to take place, amen, in our near future. We're raising money for all types of programs and circumstances and situations. I'm telling y'all, God is up to something. If you want to get your prayer request in, you need to dial 646-668-2799 in about 9 minutes. Get that prayer request in. If you want a prophetic word, I dare you to call. I guarantee you God going to meet you where he gave me special favor on this morning to be able to minister unto you, navigate you through the situation that you're going through. If you're going through a situation, not everybody broke, not everybody going through things. We just need some encouragement. And so I'm here to encourage you this morning as your host on Blog Talk Radio, the Generation by Faith Radio broadcast, where I'm your host, Prophet Daryl Lewis. Again, that number to dial, 646-668-2799. Now, I'm going to go and approach the throne of grace. Normally, I do that first, but let me just say this. God is taking over these airwaves. He's blessing, and I'm so excited about what he's doing and how he's doing it. But if you give me your attention for a few minutes, and let me just talk to God on your behalf. Let me talk to God and open up a channel that he may be able to give us answers back. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much once again today for this outstanding communication route that you have created in this last hour, God. God, your word declared that we'll do greater works than you have, God. Not so much the miracles and the things and the raising of the dead, but getting the message out, God. We got Blog Talk Radio now, God, that's going to reach a people, hallelujah, across the world that nobody else probably could reach, God. And we thank you for the radio broadcast. We thank you for the folks, God, that being a part of making this thing a success, of the donors, God. Bless them as they donate, God. Amen. For this magnificent cause. Most important, God, there's some people that can't come out to the sanctuary today to stop up a blessing. I pray right now that you bless them in the name of Jesus, the incarcerated people, God, that has an ear to hear this morning what you have to say in such a time as this. Change their heart in the name of Jesus, the sick and shut in, God. Most importantly, hallelujah, Mr. Marcus, godly mom, I ask that you touch her from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet even now as we pray, God. Mother Washington, God, lift her up. Lift her family with that tragic news that they have gotten on the other day, God. Make provisions, God, that they may be able to be comforted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you so much for what you're doing and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, saints of God, we're gonna go on. I don't know what just took place right now, but y'all know how we do. But we're going to continue. And I need you to grab your Bibles and consider and turn with me to the book of the 2 Kings. The book of the 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. The 7th chapter. We're going to begin this reading at verse number 3. Again, the topic I would like to preach for this morning's subject is, and I hope you preparing your hearts and your minds is clear. God is doing something. And if I'm on the air, I need someone to dial in 646-668-2799. Let me know I'm on the air according to our resources we are. But if there's someone out there, listen, just call and say, glad to hear you back, Prophet Lewis. You may get blessed. 646-668-2799. All right, let's go on and hear what the Lord has to say in such a time as this. The 2 Kings chapter number 7, verse number 3. Hope you're ready, because ready or not, here we come. Verse number 1, 2 Kings chapter 7. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord thy God. Thus saith the Lord thy God. Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Verse number 2. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shouldst see it with thine eye, but shall not eat thereof." Saints of God, I want to let you know that, let me tell you something. When God is about to bless you, there's going to be a certain group of people around ain't even going to understand how God going to do it. I feel like preaching in this morning already in here. Then our Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou should see it with thine eyes, but should not eat thereof." And there were 4 leopards men at the entering in of the gate. I feel 4 people getting ready to get blessed right now in the name of Jesus. And they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die?" Listen, there's no deaths taking place. Hallelujah. I know because he's telling me so. I'm so excited. Verse number 4. Hallelujah. 4 people getting ready to get blessed. Now we're about to read number 4. That's how he's about to confirm some stuff in here. "If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and if we sit here, we should die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die." Verse number 5, "And they rose up in the twilight." Good God Almighty, I feel a twilight blessing. If you near somebody, touch somebody and say, "I feel a twilight blessing." Hallelujah. Thank you, God. "To go into the camp of the Syrians, and when they came to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there." There was no man there. I'm feeling prophetic here. Every time I turn around, the Lord's blessing me. Every time, amen, I look into a scripture, prophecy jumps out at me. And what I just saw, saints of God, believe it or not, that there was a man in your way. He just got out the way. God just moved him out of the way. Ain't no man there. Hallelujah. What was there is now gone. I'm seeing a big wall right now. A big wall that was there. Guess what, saints of God, is gone. Verse number 6. "For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots." Good God from Zion. "And a noise of horses. Even the noise of a great host." Who you think that is? Hallelujah. I tell people all the time, everywhere I go, he inhabits the praise of his people. Listen, he can't inhabit anything if you don't start it. You got to understand one thing, that when you start out of praise, that's your praise. That ain't God's praise yet. It's yours. You have to create the praise so God can get in it. Once he get in it, whatever's in the way, it has to get out of it. Can I get a witness here? So there's some people that's going to start a praise. And guess what? God loves us so much till he said he's going to be gracious enough to us to send a host of angelic angels, hallelujah, that's going to praise before we even open up our mouth. You got people praising God for you right now, and all you got to do is include yourself in it and have it the praises of his people. You got the saints of God start a praise off. If you don't, you're not going to hear the noise. Hallelujah. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Let me tell y'all something. The devil ain't afraid of you. He afraid of noise. He afraid of the noise you bringing. Good God Almighty. And guess what? If you start praising God, your noise is going to get to the enemy before you do. They ain't going to see you. They going to hear you. And once they hear you, they're going to think you right next to them and going to flee like they did in the scripture here. Thanks to God, I'm trying to tell you, I'm setting myself up for the 11 o'clock hour. I have to pause and introduce and invite you out to the 11 o'clock service. It's going to be pandemonium in there. Y'all got me started on this Blog Talk Radio. You got me started. And if you want a miracle, if you need a miracle, you need to come out at the 11 o'clock hour. Where, I'm glad you asked, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C., and our nation's capital. If you got a jet, fly in here before 11. I'm telling you, you're going to fly back out the same way you flew in. Hallelujah. With a miracle, can I get a witness here? I feel like preaching, y'all. Y'all got me hyped up in this place. Listen, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., and our nation's capital. I need someone to dial in, 646-668-2799. Let me understand that you out there in radio land. I'm going further. 11 o'clock hour, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. That area code is 2002. Meet us there. All right, as I go on, verse number 6, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariot and a noise of horses, even the noises of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us. Good God Almighty. Boy, I just felt the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come up upon us. Listen, I ain't got but one more verse. Wherefore they arose and fled into the twilight, and they left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. Your enemy is trying to make you flee for your life. But guess what? God turned that thing around for your good. They fleeing for their life. That's why I said, don't worry about nothing. Let God be God and every man be a liar. Because I'm going to tell you something. God's getting ready to bless us this morning. Listen, we don't have but a few more minutes on the air, and the prayer lines are open. If you desire prayer, 646-668-2799. You can cut into the word to get your prayer. Cut into the word and get you a word. How about that? God's good. Listen, God's timing is right this morning. Take a chance. He told me to tell the radio listeners out there in the world that his timing is right. Take a chance. Now, you got to understand one thing. Why the timing is right? Because someone created praise. Without praise, the timing is wrong. If you can't feel good about the move you're about to make in your situation, hallelujah, you have to become joyful in where you are before God can move you to where you want to be. I just felt that thing. So if you want to move, you got to smile at somebody. If you want to move, you got to have joy in your heart. If you want to move, you got to make some noise. It's that simple. God's timing is right. Take a chance. He said, Daryl, when you get the radio land's attention, just tell them like this. Today is going to be immediate deliverance. Is there anybody out there need immediate deliverance? Well, guess what? You need to hear this word. If you don't hear this word, how in the world can you get immediate deliverance when you're in something that you can't get yourself out of? You can't see how you're going to come out. So you need to hear. What am I saying? Faith cometh by hearing. By hearing the word of God, how can they hear without a preacher? That's right. You got people trying to open up a Bible, not a preacher, trying to hear and get faith and don't even know you're tapping into something that's going to chase you in the opposite direction of God. Don't do that. Listen to a preacher. That's why he set it up like that. Why? Maybe the preacher been through what you're going through, and God butt them out. Boy, I'm feeling two words at one time. I'm feeling the 11 o'clock hour word, and I'm feeling your word on the air as we speak. We serve a God. That's, oh my God. Y'all know. I ain't got to tell you. Today is going to be immediate deliverance. Watch this, y'all. Divine. You're going to feel and see God's divine hand in this service today. Listen. He said, thou disaster, siege, famine was from the Lord. Can you believe that? Too many people put things on the devil. Oh, don't listen. It starts with God and it ends with God. God ain't doing nothing different than he did back in the day. In order to chasten his people, guess what? He has to send you through something to get your attention. I'm going through something now. I've never prayed like I'm praying. If it had not been for the situation and the circumstances and trying to build. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey, listen. Let me pause real quick for our sponsorship. I'm telling y'all, these people have been blessing us. Days In, over there on New York Avenue. Yes, indeedy. The Commissaires Real Estate Partners. That's right. That's right. They are partners. Family Community Fellowship Church. Hallelujah. Check me out on Facebook, Twitter. GoFundMe page for the church. Hallelujah. Click on the emblem link to see where this ministry started. God grace, God Almighty, on the saints of this church. God's hand is on this thing. Listen, saints, y'all in for a treat today. That's all I can tell you. I'm so excited about what God is doing. He's matriculating a miracle. He's matriculating a blessing. And I'm excited. So now that you know that disaster, siege, and famine was from the Lord, guess who's he using? He's using the prophet Elisha. That's right. Here he is again, using a prophet. Let me tell you something. God don't do nothing but reveal his secrets to his servants, the prophets, first. That's what he does. He reveals his secrets to his servant, the prophets. And I'm so excited to be named amongst. And if I had to say for myself, I'm not a minor prophet. I'm a major prophet. God's used me in a major way in this last hour. The difference between major and minor prophets is the length of the book. That's it. The length of the chapters. That's what makes one greater and once lesser. That's all it is. Same anointing. Same God. Elisha, my God is salvation. Listen to what God is saying to us this morning. God can, when he pleases, make the fattest heart tremble. Y'all see that? I don't care how big your enemy is. I don't care how fat your enemy is. I don't care how lean he is. I don't care how strong he is. God can make that heart tremble. Yes, he can. Before that heart tremble, he going to make them see that he could do something that you ain't even going to believe. Then he going to allow you to see it, and you can't even take part in it. That's the kind of God we serve. And as for those who will not fear God, he can make them fear at the shaking of a leaf. Y'all see that? All them big and bad folk out there trying to, you know what, raise up on us, raise up on the saints of God, like they, you know what, man, let me tell you something. When God get a hold of them, they'll shake like a leaf on a tree. No, you bad, is you? Let God get a hold to you. Hey, listen, God told me to say this, and I'm going to read this inspirational prophetic dimension writing. that the gift of God is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel, good tidings, to the poor, the blind, the lame, hallelujah, anyone in their respective places. Listen to what God is saying. God says to prophesy within 24 hours. Anybody that's listening to this broadcast or rebroadcast, if you listening to it and you got this far, God told me to prophesy to you and tell you within 24 hours, the siege will be over. Do you know what a siege is, first of all? That means it's an ambush. That means you don't even see them coming. They come in and they taking what you have. They come in and they taking over. They come in and they just, you know what, it sets you up and you ain't even know it. That's what a siege is. It's a setup. And God told me to tell you that anybody that sets you up is over. Anything that sieges you is over. I promise you that, because I'm going to give you the way out. I'm going to let you know in the most intelligent tone what God is telling me to tell you this morning. In 24 hours, the siege will be over, and there will be plenty to eat. All y'all, yes, sir, attack from all sides. That's what a siege is. You ain't even got, listen, there's no way out. Is there anybody out there that's been attacked from all sides? I dare you to call me 646-668-2799. 646-668-2799. Get that prayer request in. Call in. Let me know. Prophet, I've been attacked on all sides. I'm about to give you a way out. Yes, I am, in Jesus' name. Catch this, y'all. God says today, prophesy within 24 hours, the siege will be over and there will be plenty to eat, and you don't have to wait until Black Friday. Hallelujah. All y'all waiting on Black Friday right now, guess what? Black Friday going to be waiting on you. How about that? I feel good up in here. Oh, my God. Yes, I am. You don't have to wait till Black Friday. Bargains are going to be looking for you. Look, you looking for a bargain? I dare you to come in this church this morning, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. I dare you to come in this place. I dare you to come in this place, the 11 o'clock hour. I'm telling you, God's doing it. Hallelujah. Listen, I got to go on now and give you that word from the Lord. How about this? Please, whatever you do, believe this today. And don't be in disbelief that God would or could do this. If God said it, you better believe it. You ain't got to be pondering in your mindset whether he can do it or not. If he said it, trust me, he gonna do it. Yes, he is. The people that don't believe will see the miracle with their own eyes. You see that? There's a miracle in this place with your name on it. All you got to do is put a praise on it. That's all you got to do is put a praise on it. Listen, you're going to find out that your miracle is being backed by praise. Yes, you are. All the people that don't believe that God is getting ready to do what he say he's going to do, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel in the midst of what God's trying to do for you. Yes, I do. Why? He did it for me. Yes, he did. You don't even know my story. One day I'm gonna just come on here and tell you my story. How about that? How about that? Please, whatever you do today, believe. And don't be in disbelief that God would or could do this. The people that don't believe you will see the miracle with their own eyes. It would indeed take place. God said today, prophesy that in 24 hours the siege would be over. The people that had you bound will see a miracle that they ain't even going to believe themselves. They're not going to believe how tight you and God is. If you tight with God, call in and say, I'm tight with God. 646-668-2799. Just tell him, I'm tight with God. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. The other thing is, if you can't call in on the show because of some other apparent reason, you may be driving or anything like that, listen, after the show, you can call me, 202-525-1416. That's the host number. That's our office number to the church, 202-525-1416. 1-800-273-1616. Call in and say, man, I wanted to talk to you so bad, but I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. But now, hallelujah, I understand that I can call that office. God is that good. Yes, he is. God is that good. Hallelujah. I thank God for everything that he's doing in the midst of everything. I'm excited. Thanks of God. All right, let's move forward. It goes on and say, but the cause of your unbelief would not experience the blessing. Y'all see that? Please, whatever you do, believe this today and don't. It looks like we got a caller. Hallelujah. Looks like we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Pastor, I just want to say I'm tight with God.
Oh, my God, man. Listen, you letting the radio land listener know that all they got to do is dial 646-668-2799. You would literally hear, hallelujah, from the prophet live. All you got to do is dial that number, 646-668-2799. I promise you, you'll hear from us. I'm your host, Prophet Darryl Lewis, on the Generation by Faith radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, we're on number two. I'm trying to close out number two. We have only a few more minutes left, and we're going to shut down in this proper time. Don't forget, on next week, we'll be coming back. We got another caller. We thank God. Caller, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say, Pastor, I'm tight with God.
Oh, my God, man, we appreciate everyone that's calling. You hear that? All you got to do is call and say, I'm tight with God. Man, because you're tight with God, guess what? You got a miracle coming your way today, within 24 hours. Thank you for calling.
Hallelujah.
Caller. Hallelujah is right. Keep that praise going. That's what's going to bless you. Oh, my God. God is doing something in here. If you think we playing, if you think this ain't a miracle this morning, I dare you to call 646-668-2799. If you want a prayer request, put that prayer request. I'm tight with God. Yes, I can get a prayer through. I know I can. Listen, let's close out this thing. I'm so excited to get those two callers to call in. You don't know that support is always well. Don't forget to go to my Facebook page. And if all my friends could give a dollar, you'd be surprised what that do. Ain't nothing too small, nothing too big. If you can give $5, $20, if you can say, you know what, I got a blessing to want to bless my friend. Bless us. Bless us. Trust me, God's going to give it back to you, and you know it. Call the church number, 202-525-1416, after we get off the air. I promise you. You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue what God's doing. Listen, I got to finish this out because this thing is all over me. He's keeping me alive, y'all. Jesus is. Hallelujah. All right. Number three, you are going to discover many blessings while you are on the outside looking in. And you are insulated from contact with people who got it going on. You have three options. Listen to these three options, y'all. Your best choice: laying, giving yourself up to the people that are running from deal with what you have. Two, is better than dying grudgingly of starvation. What is the Lord trying to tell us? Man, y'all got me spiced in here this morning. Y'all got me hyped this morning. I promise you, you do. I'm so excited. Let me slow myself down. You are going to discover many blessings while you are on the outside looking in. Is there anyone out there that feels like, Prophet Lewis, I'm on the outside looking in? Guess what? You ain't got much time to wait. You ain't got much time to look. God said in 24 hours the siege will be over. He's given us time to recover all the spoil. You talking about booty, Lord have mercy. Good God, from the, there's so much booty to recover. Yes, it is. Don't take that the wrong way, please, y'all. Please, good God from Zion. God is just that good. I'm so excited, thanks to God. Whew! Your best choice is delaying giving yourself up to the people that are running from. Deal with what you have to. It's better than dying grudgingly of starvation. In other words, God's telling us, we've been in this thing long enough. All you got to do is wait just a little bit. Wait till the twilight hour. I wish you can tell your neighbor, wait till the twilight hour. Good God Almighty. That twilight hour, saints of God, is going to bless you beyond measure. Yes, it is. Oh, my God. Wait till the twilight hour. We know that we're approaching because we got up this morning at twilight hour. Number four, then I'm about to close this thing out because I feel good. We got about 15 minutes left. We're going to open up these lines for prayer requests. You got a prayer request, get it in here. You need to hear what God has to say in such a time as this. When you come to believe, you will find that the people that want to hurt you are not going to be there. Y'all see that? Anybody that's trying to hurt you, they won't be there. How I know? They're going to hear noise. What kind of noise is they going to hear? They're going to hear chariots and horses and a great host of, you know what, they call angels. Your angels that's being assigned. I'm reading fast. I meant bountifully. Bountifully. Yes. Bounty. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. But you know what? God is just that good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I love it. Thank you, God. When you come to believe, you will find that the people that want to hurt you are not going to be there. God will cause a great noise from the north and the south that made them think that people was after them. Now, call turkeys. They suppose these were reinforcements hired by you. Y'all see that? They gonna know that these people didn't hire hitmen out on us. That's right. Make no mistake about it, thanks to God. God is blessing you, and you don't even know it. I'm excited. I'm just getting back on the air. Y'all know I'm getting ready to get back in the thick of things, and we're gonna blow this Blog Talk Radio up with callers and things of that nature. Let me pause and also tell you that anyone that gives over $100 to our campaigns, we want to send you something. God has placed in my spirit to bottle up some small bottles of mustard seed. That's right, mustard seed. I'm telling you that if you want one of those mustard seeds, sow that $100. You're not buying anything. That's our contribution back to you for sowing. Just saying thank you for that $100. Thank you that they prayed on. I prayed over every one of them. As a matter of fact, I hand bottled every one of me and Lady Lewis. So if you dare to give on that campaign and you give $100 or more, I promise you, you give us your address, we're going to send you that miracle, that mustard seed. It's patent, so we don't have to worry about anybody taking nothing from God. God knows all about it. When you see it, it's going to instantly bless you. You're going to instantly have faith. That's right. Last one, y'all. Here we go. When you come to believe, you will find that the people that want to hurt you are not going to be there. God will cause a great noise from the north and the south that made them think that people was after them. All these strong people now, God call them a turkey. We know it's Thanksgiving time. Now call turkey. They suppose these were reinforcements hired by you. You got that much power to send a host of angels out. Hallelujah. You got kings and colonels and sergeants and lieutenants and all that kind of stuff, man, going out before you. Number five, and then I'm gonna pray and speak prophetically because, you know, that's just how God is. Remember, when you get your blessing, you have to do the right thing with it. So many people get blessed by God and they don't do the right thing with it. It's easy to do the right thing with it. How do you do the tithe on it? I know you say that's what y'all say all the time. No. How can I tithe on a car? Well, you can take someone somewhere. How about that? You can take somebody. You can give somebody a 10-minute ride. How about that? How can I tithe in my house? You can feed somebody in your house for 10 minutes. We don't have to get technical this morning. Just keep it simple and let God be God. He just want to remind you that he's going to bless your socks off, and you're going to have much to deal with. You're going to have much to give away. You're going to have much, amen, that you want to be a part of. Yes, it is. Remember, when you get your blessing, you have the right thing. You have to do the right thing with it. Remember, the people who was in the same condition you was in, and most important, look out for the haters that you create by not being a blessing to the people. You know what? I just found out really why people really hate people. Sometimes people hate people because they bless and don't want to bless nobody. Yeah, you get haters like that. You know, they know you blessed. It ain't because you got something. It's that you ain't doing nothing with what you got. And that folk hate that. You know, I mean, you know, I'm a man of God. I'm a man of the cloth. And sometimes, you know, people get on my nerve that God didn't bless. I don't hate you, but, you know, sometimes, you know, that can get on your nerve to see you real blessed. And you don't want to be a blessing to nobody else. So God said, be careful. He said, remember, when you get your blessing, you have to do the right thing with it. Remember, the people who was in the same condition, that's what he's saying. I brought you out, and I blessed you. I gave you a miracle to bring somebody else out that was in the same condition that you were in. That's right. And we need to really take a look at that. We need to take cold advantage of that. Because God bless you even more when he finds out now that he can trust you. He can really literally trust you. Listen, we're going to spend this last 10 minutes in calling. Yes. $100, don't forget, get you that bottle. You know what? Let me give a testimony of this. I want to give a testimony of this. Well, let me give you a live testimony. Can I give y'all a live testimony? I have with me Mr. Marcus Godley, and I would love for him to share his testimony on the miracle mustard seed that I lend unto him, and the Lord blessed him. Marcus, if you can share with the listeners how it was and what it was like and how it is now about that mustard seed, man. Go ahead, man, and bless these people, if you will.
Good morning, saints. Praise God. I took the bottle with the mustard seed back after you blessed me. I was sharing with one of the men of the 801 East shelter of Catholic Charities what the mustard seed was about in the bottle, and that's all it took of their belief and they went crazy. Everybody wanted a bottle. So I came back and I asked Pastor for as many as he had. This is a place that has several hundred men in it. He gave me all that he had. I took them back and I began to pass them out. Unfortunately, I didn't have as many that time as I actually needed. So some are on the request for some. But those that got that walked away, and what I began to start watch happen was several who found themselves in the shelter because they had nowhere to go and live and was not making progress with the housing authority and finding a place to go live, begin to find places to live, begin to get their number that they were further down on the list. The housing authority was working on 2007, and they in the year 2011 began to get phone calls about the opportunity to have a place to stay. So it's worked for, I've seen it work, and I just wanted to share that real quickly.
Thank you so much, man. I couldn't sit here, and I wanted to just break out with a praise over those testimonies. And if you want one, I dare you to call 646-668-2799 and get that miracle mustard seed. Listen, if you want to donate, you want to get that mustard seed, go to my Facebook page. Give your contribution there. We got websites under construction that will be out very, very in the near future where you can sow your seed there. And you can even mail it in right now. 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., 2002. And listen, let us mail you that mustard seed of faith back. When you see it, it is so blessed. When you have it in your hand, I can't spend the countless testimonies that the people that has received it already. And yes, we're gonna push it because God blessed us to be able to do that. Some people just need to see faith. Now, faith, you have that right in your hand. You have now in your hand. Hallelujah. Yes, you will. Listen, thanks. We got 5 minutes. I dare you to call 646-668-2799. And if you can't get us because you're driving or because some apparent reason and you visit this broadcast, you can call our office and say, I want that mustard seed, 202-525-1416. 202-525-1416. I'm telling you, it is so awesome. Listen, I got to go and prepare for the 11 o'clock hour. And next week, same channel, same station. I'm your host, Prophet Darrell Lewis. Generation by Faith Radio broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio. Listen, I gotta go. Again, I'll be available 10 minutes after going off the air. If you want to talk, if you want to get your prayer request on after the air, call 202-525-1416. I'll be able to talk to you for about 10 minutes off the air. Then I'm preparing for the 11 o'clock hour. Listen, I gotta go. God bless you. See you next week. Same time, same channel. It's your host, Prophet Darrell Lewis, Radio Broadcasting, Generation by Faith on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.